From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the U.S. holds secret talks with North Korea about that country's nuclear program.
First, the lead, rocket science. News is just emerging that China last week shot down one of its own satellites in space. It used a rocket to hit the satellite, which has now disintegrated into a debris cloud that's orbiting the Earth.
This is a difficult and dangerous technological feat. It's the first test of an anti-satellite weapon in more than 20 years. The U.S. and the Soviet Union both tested them earlier. The Bush administration is worried, as are the governments of Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, and South Korea.
China is not talking, but we're joined now from Cambridge by Jeffrey Lewis, who directs the Managing the Atom Project at Harvard's Kennedy School. Jeffrey, welcome back to the program, and explain to us what the Chinese really are believed to have done here.
Well, it's really straightforward. For some time, the Chinese have been interested in the capacity to shoot down satellites, particularly U.S. satellites that might be used in a conflict over Taiwan. Last Thursday, that research program entered a new phase when the Chinese fired a missile up into space and struck one of their obsolete satellites, smashing it into literally thousands of pieces.
They didn't bomb it. They just hit it with a rocket.
Right. Well, you know, satellites in space are traveling really quite fast. And so anytime you get a collision in space, that's quite a bit of energy.
Okay. This is a week ago. How does word come out? Because the Chinese never say anything.
Right. Well, the U.S. intelligence community had been aware of the progress of the Chinese program. And in the past couple of months, particularly in Washington, those of us who were interested started to pick up more signals that people were getting more nervous. In this particular case, I assume that the intelligence community would have used signals intercept and overhead imagery. If you go to Google Earth and you look at the launch center where the Chinese launched this missile, it's blacked out. So presumably there is stuff there to look at. And if you simply watch the satellites and watch the activity on the ground, you know when the satellite's going to be over the spot, and you can make pretty decent guesses.
Okay, so how does this kind of change where things are? The Bush administration is worried. Governments around the world are worried. What are they worried about? What is going on?
The fundamental problem is that the United States and most modern industrial countries are incredibly dependent on space systems for commercial and military activity. And space systems are inherently vulnerable. As I was saying, satellites travel at such an incredible speed that even if they bump into something the size of an M&M, that could very well disable the satellite. And there's no really practical way to protect these assets. They're incredibly vulnerable.
So just simply the creation of this debris cloud that's hurtling around the Earth now, this is a big problem.
Oh, absolutely. Now, there aren't a tremendous number of satellites in that orbit, but they definitely exist. And we know so little about the process of modeling debris creation that I would say this was an incredibly reckless decision by the Chinese.
Reckless and stupid, you called it in an earlier conversation we had before the program began. So the debris cloud is one problem, but what about the fact that the Chinese are making a clear statement, hey, we can do this?
Right. Well, you know, for about the past decade, the Chinese have been expressing concern about U.S. space programs and have been pressing for negotiations on a treaty to ban these kinds of weapons. And the U.S. response has always been that there is no arms race in space, and so a negotiation isn't necessary. It seems to me, in what is an incredibly short-sighted decision, the Chinese have decided to suggest that, well, maybe there is an arms race now. I think that is a terrible misreading of American politics, and I think the Chinese are rather foolish to think that this will increase the chances of some kind of agreement, even though in the long run, I do think it's in the interest of both countries to eschew these types of weapons.
So what does the U.S. do now?
Well, I think the short-term strategy is quite clear, which is that we consolidate the international ill will that is going to surround the Chinese. The United States for some time has been getting quite a bit of bad press about its own space programs, but I think that there's a leadership opportunity here for the United States to point out that what the Chinese have done is really quite dangerous and to start talking about the kind of rules that we're going to need so that all states can operate peacefully in space. And one of those rules is, I think, absolutely going to have to be that one simply cannot allow this kind of flight testing of anti-satellite weapons that creates massive amounts of debris.
Jeffrey Lewis directs the Managing the Atom Project at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at Harvard University. Jeffrey, thank you.
It was a pleasure.